around, and I was a beautiful family in the back. I missed one. It just did my heart good when I walked out in the hall and saw Kim sitting there.
Oh, my.
And surprised and just wonderful. God has been good.
Thank you, God.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, God.
I come to you this morning giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take control, Lord. Take control right now of this submitted vessel. God, as I move myself out of the way, empty myself, I ask that you would just fill and refill me with your Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
Take control, Lord, that I may speak a word from on high, Lord. Just use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish. But speak a word, Lord, for someone needs to hear a word, Lord. Someone needs to hear a word of hope, Lord. Speak, Lord. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to hear a word of courage, sir. Lord. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Someone is tired, Lord.
Jesus.
Speak, Lord. Restore right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Take control, Lord. Take control, Lord. We are counting on you, Lord, and we know that we can, for you have never failed us yet. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. From the pulpit to the pew, have your way in this place on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Today I will be speaking with you coming from the first epistle of John. Chapter 1. I had the entire verse, the entire chapter read to you earlier. And I'm not going to read all of it again, not here at the beginning anyway. But I do want to read a few of the verses here, starting with verse 7. It says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us."
Right.
And then I want to back up and read verse 4. "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Hallelujah. And we're going to use today as a topic, communion, and you can put a colon there, reflect, confess, and pray. So it's communion with a colon, then reflect, confess, and pray. Reflect, confess, and pray. You see this, today, I would strongly expect that Houston is probably on everyone's mind one way or another. I'm sure you saw the pictures and heard the conversations and different things going on. And so you got on your mind one way or another. A lot of us, you think sympathy and concern. You look at what's going on and you ponder the thoughts of, you know, what's happening and how you might be able to help. So you may be moved to sympathy. Then many of you, like me, you move to empathy, and you start trying to put yourself in somebody else's place, and you just start thinking of, what would I do in this situation? What would I do if that was me? How would I feel? As I prepared this sermon the last few days, and I read an article that was based on Psalms 145, verse 21. The fellow that wrote this, he said, David calls us to take time to look back on our lives and reflect on the goodness of God. We're encouraged to praise God for his greatness, his compassion, and his faithfulness, and to thank God for his many gifts throughout our lives. In the words of an old hymn, we're urged to count your blessings. Name them one by one. He goes on, he says, but of course it's possible that you don't feel like praising God. He said, maybe you look back on this year and you feel that you were not blessed at all. Perhaps you feel like the person who said to me, there's absolutely nothing that I could possibly be thankful for. He says, perhaps life came at you in ways that you never anticipated. But he goes on to encourage us. He said, in spite of everything that happens in our lives, God never leaves us. Most important, he gave us the greatest gift imaginable, the gift of his only son, the Lord Jesus. And that is the key. As Paul states in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So be assured today that the given God is always with you. That article just got me thinking and reflect, confess, and pray. It gave me a thought that says, sometime in this life you feel down and depressed, things not going your way sometime, and you don't know which way to turn.
All right.
So when the world gets you down, you sometimes you may be wondering, how do I get from jeopardy to joy? The songwriter wrote that I almost gave up. You ever been there?
Yes, indeed.
I felt like I just couldn't make it anymore. And my problems had me bound, and depression weighed me down. But God held me close so I wouldn't let go.
Yes.
God's mercy.
Yes, sir.
Kept me so I wouldn't let go. Stay with me here a minute. Said I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough. Right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it because my problems had me going in. The devil really had me. But if you hold on, Jesus came and grabbed me, and
yes,
and he held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me.
Yes.
So I wouldn't let go. Reflect, confess, and pray.
All right.
It's Communion Sunday. I want to give you 3 points up front so you can write them down so you have some notes when you go through the week and times may get tough or you may encounter some problems. But I want you to have these 3 guidelines here with you. If you would just, number one, reflect,
reflect
on who God is, and also who you are and whose you are. Then number two, confess your sins and your shortcomings. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that we got shortcomings, and some of us think we're almost perfect, but all of us got sins and shortcomings.
Alright.
And then finally, pray for God's grace to help you through, to make you what you need to be, to make you what you aspire to be. And just pray for God's grace to help you. Reflect, confess, and pray. Let us reflect on this scripture that's before us. When we look at and consider this boundless God that we serve.
Yes.
The scripture says, verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
Oh, yes.
Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life that was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
Yes, sir.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Trying to see how we can get from jeopardy to joy.
All right.
Almost gave up. Almost.
Almost.
Let go. But I was in jeopardy. Didn't know how I was going to get through, but I'm trying to get back to joy.
All right.
When I think of that which was from the beginning, that's the way that John wrote. He said, that which was from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You see, this beginning that John wrote of is, he's not talking about the beginning of the world.
Come on now.
Nor is he talking about the beginning of creation. John here speaks of the beginning that was before there was anything.
All right.
Y'all stick with me now.
Yes, now.
When all that existed was God. You see, John in this scripture talks about this one who has always existed. Mm-hmm. That which was from the beginning.
Right.
Drives a little deeper than what we like to think. So whoever and whatever, that which was from the beginning that John wrote of, he said his subject was eternal. And therefore it was God, because the subject existed before anything else. The subject was the source and the basis of everything that's in existence. In fact, if you look closely at verse 2, John calls Jesus eternal life.
Yes.
Y'all stick with me. For the life was manifested, which we've seen, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested in unto you. So John calls Jesus eternal life. So thus our goal today is to find or renew our fellowship with the eternal one. In other words, join or rejoin eternity. And once you do, your joy will be full.
Yeah.
Let me go a little bit deeper here, and then we're gonna get from jeopardy to joy. You see, when we speak of people like ourselves, when we say that we are gaining eternal life, when we speak of a future sense, when we say eternal life, we said from here on out we are gaining eternal life from here on out, but we can't speak of eternity past.
Come on now.
Stay with me. You see, people, and I want everybody to make sure they get that. See, we all, whether you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell, you will spend eternity somewhere.
All right, then.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that, that you are an eternal future being. You have already obtained to eternal life. You will spend eternity somewhere. Some people say, well, it doesn't matter because when I'm gone, I'm gone. But that's not true. You're not going anywhere. You will spend eternity somewhere.
All right now. That's true.
John 5:29 says, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So you will spend eternity somewhere. When you reflect on this God that we serve, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. So when you realize who God is and what your future is, you may want to confess your sin and your shortcomings. John 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
All right.
And do not the truth. When you consider that you will spend eternity somewhere, you may want to come clean. Lord, I have some sins, and Lord, I have some shortcomings. Search me, Lord, and look me over, and if you find anything that shouldn't be, move it, or confess your shortcomings. So this day on communion, this communion service gives us time to reflect, and time to pray, and time to confess our sins and ask God's help to make any needed changes. You know, we live in a world that's so many people are so busy. Time you run into somebody, hadn't seen them for a while, they say, well, what's been going on? Just working. Busy, busy, busy. Everybody's busy. Too busy to sit down and say hello. Just busy, busy, busy.
All right.
So most people don't even have time to sit and reflect and think it over. So communion offers you a time for reflection.
All right.
Communion is an opportunity for all of us to stop ignoring our faults and confront our weaknesses. Communion. It challenges us to abandon our defensive posture and adopt an attitude of humility and repentance. I apologize, Lord. I confess my sins and my shortcomings. Communion. It offers us hope and healing if we're willing to be honest and vulnerable. If we're willing to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. And
yes.
This is on the road from jeopardy to joy. Reflect, confess, and pray. God offers us something on this day, on Communion Day. Parents probably told everybody here once in a time that you never get something for nothing. I'm gonna contradict that today. I'm going to say you can get something for nothing.
All right.
Because my Bible tells me that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Uh-huh. All we have to do is bring our ragged self to God and he will remove all sins and mm-hmm. all unrighteousness yes. from you, and it doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. It's all free. Something yes. for nothing. When somebody offers you something for nothing and it's real, you better grab it. Mm-hmm. Only time that I know that you'll get something for nothing. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, uh-huh. as he is in the light, mm-hmm. we have fellowship one with another.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Mm-hmm. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, mm-hmm. he is faithful and just to forgive our sins.
Yes.
And will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Uh-huh. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Jesus. And his word is not in us. As I go downhill on the sermon, prepare to wrap it up, I want to close with a prayer that we often use. It's the prayer of general confession. Yes. I want you to understand that because we're trying to show you how to get from jeopardy when you almost gave up.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're ready to let go, trying to get you to joy. Reflect, confess, and pray. If you look at this prayer, it says, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maker of all things, judge of all men. In other words, the prayer acknowledges a boundless God. And it speaks to a God who's got all power in his hand. You recognize a God that can do anything. So you call him Almighty God. And
yes.
The prayer goes on and says, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness. Manifold. Many and various sins and wickedness.
Yes.
Confessing our shortcomings. Mm-hmm. Lord, I'm not all that I thought I was.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Don't have it together as much as I thought I had it together. Mm-hmm. I got some shortcomings and manifold sins and wickedness from the thoughts in my mind to the meditations of my heart. Yeah. Help me, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed. And number 3 says, against thine divine majesty. That's when you recognize that everything you do, Every time you sin, you think you got back at your loved one, you think you got back at your friend, you think you got back at your teacher, or you think you got back at somebody else by doing something wrong, but every sin that you commit is against thine divine majesty.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
You're sinning against God. So when you recognize that all my sin, everything I do wrong, everything that I say wrong, I'm not saying it to the one I think I'm looking at. I'm saying it to God. I'm sinning against God.
Yes.
Provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. You get what you got coming.
Yeah. Well.
Number four says, we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings.
Mm-hmm.
We repent earnestly. That's sincere and intense conviction. We are truly sorry about what we have done.
Yes.
Heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five says, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Have mercy, Lord. Only mercy will fit our case. And then number six says, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may hereafter serve and please thee in the newness of life.
Yes, Lord.
To the honor and the glory of thy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Forgive us, Lord.
Yes.
And empower us by our prayer. Look on us, Lord, and hear our cry, hear our confession, Lord, and restore us and give us the strength that we need to do what you would have us to do.
Yes.
Give us the strength to do what we set out to do, Lord. Empower us to please you. Empower us to come back into full fellowship with you, Lord, because we know if we can get back into full fellowship with you, then our problems become small and we'll be able to find joy right in the midst of a storm. We can find joy because we're one with you and we're fellowshipping with you.
Thank you, God.
If we would just reflect, confess, and pray, we could go from jeopardy to joy. Mm-hmm. I almost
gave up.
Mm. I almost let go. I was right on the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it because my problems had me bound and depression weighed me down.
Yes, oh God.
I was in jeopardy, but I reflected on a God who's got all power in his hand, and I confessed my sins, and I got on my knees and prayed, and I restored my fellowship with him, and I found joy.
Joy.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
I'm going to close the same way that I opened with a song.
Yes.
Y'all know I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it.
I'm going to say it to you. So I got joy.
Joy.
Of the Lord down in my soul.
In my soul.
And it feels just like fire.
All right.
In my bones.
Yes.
I can feel it in my hands. I can feel it in my feet. I feel it.
Yes.
Moving all over me. would I go from my sadness and my sorrow?
Yes.
When I think about all my concerns, all the things that's bothering me and all the trials and tribulations I've gone through, but when I restore my fellowship with God Almighty, then I can find joy.
Joy! Mm.
Right in the midst of the storm. It really doesn't matter what I have to go through if I can just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Hold on there.
This joy, fullness of joy, it picks me up when I'm down. And it makes me smile when I frown. It soothes my doubts and it calms my fears.
Yes.
I feel the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Down in my soul. Mm-hmm. When you're going through something.
Yes, sir.
When you're in the doctor tells you that you're sick and there's a good chance that you might not get well, but if you can call on the Lord, you can feel the joy of the Lord down on the inside. And I can tell you from experience, it'll ward off any kind of depression. It'll ward off any doubts and any fears that this world might present if you can just feel the joy of the Lord on the inside, the fellowship with the Eternal One.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect, confess, and pray. Every time you feel like you're in jeopardy, run to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And you'll find joy.
Yes.
Go from jeopardy to joy.
Yes.
Every time you're going through it,
and
somebody will look at you and say, I don't believe you're going to make it out of this one, but you tell them that I know a God that's got all power in his hand. All I got to do is run to him, and when I run to him, I can find joy. So when the world gets you in jeopardy, run to Jesus.
Yes, run to him.
And you'll find joy.
Yes.
Reflect, confess, and pray. Reflect,
confess,
and pray.
And
and whatever jeopardy you think you're in, you'll find joy. When you think on the people in Houston, you look at them and say, what would I do if I was in that situation?
All right.
Then the situation you're in might not seem so bad.
That's right.
When you think you're in jeopardy, run to Jesus and find joy. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hope. In the midst of this world and all of its mess, Lord, thank you for help.
Yes, sir, God.
Thank you, Lord, for being there when we can't see our way out, but all we have to do is to look up and we'll find you there. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
For being with us when we are not deserving, Lord God, for putting up with our mess. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there. Every time we reflect, we confess, and we pray, we'll find you there. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.